Avery Davis is a sophomore at Highland Park High School and was actually enjoying reading the novel The Art of Racing in the Rain in Miss Siemens' English class.
I got to class one day and we had like a really big reading assignment over the weekend. When we got there, she was like, "We actually can't work on it anymore because it's been suspended." And everybody got really like riled up about it. And I mean, my teacher looked like she was about to cry.
Author Garth Stein wrote the book through the eyes of a dog, Enzo. Avery's class assignments included writing a short story narrated by someone or something without a voice.
I love the book. I mean, it's just amazing because it's so lighthearted because it's Enzo and he's so lovable. But then there's so much deep things going on that really are happening like everywhere around us.
Unfortunately for Avery, the book also includes sexual themes and some parents objected.
I came home and I told my mom and I was like, "Well, this isn't okay." You know, and luckily my mom was like a big advocate for me and was like, "Well, yeah, I'm not okay with this either."
She and her mom created ribbons for her to wear and to pass out at school as a campaign to bring the books back.
I was out of ribbons before the bell to get to class rang. So it was just really, really cool to see all the students standing up for their books that were taken away.
Her friend and classmate Ava Ryan helped her pass out ribbons to students and even some teachers.
High school's so much worse than that book. The idea that those topics are unfamiliar to kids is really a little bit ridiculous.
The Art of Racing in the Rain is now being reviewed by a committee of parents, administrators, teachers, and students. Arguments for and against it fill the Highland Park parent forums online, and recent school board meetings have been standing room only. No surprise to Ava.
Conservative values are really prevalent in this community, which is fine. I mean, it is Texas and it's Highland Park. But the fact that that can touch our education is not acceptable.
The sophomore English classes have moved on to books like Cry the Beloved Country, The Time Machine, The Power of One. Ava is enjoying the discussions in English class this year. They've been lively and eye-opening.
Generally, when you tell high schoolers they can't read something, it makes them want to read it.
Students will get permission slips for their parents to sign before they read certain books. It's an interim measure while the community deliberates next year's reading lists. Senior Austin Browley wrote an email to a parents group calling the campaign to ban books ignorant.
I hope we kind of get an educated board of parents to choose books if we have to have one. Otherwise, I don't think it's that necessary. I think English teachers know what they're doing.
Highland Park High, in a wealthy suburb of Dallas, is one of the top-rated schools in Texas by test scores and college readiness. Austin Browley took the Advanced Placement English exam last year, earning college credit. He now works as a teacher's assistant for a sophomore English class.
You read the classics, there's plenty of stuff going on in there. Like, we just read Oedipus and that. You know what that's about.
He's spent 4 years reading challenging material and hopes the students coming up behind him have the same opportunity. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.